This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoen.
In this broadcast, we continue with our study of Philippians 3:14, where the Apostle Paul testifies, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Last week, having as our theme, living flat out for Christ, pressing toward the goal of living wholly for God, we emphasize the importance of this in the Christian life. The importance of living flat out for Christ. If this wholeheartedness in seeking and serving the Lord is not there in your and my life, hardly can we call ourselves Christians. Indeed, then we are not Christians at all, but actually still enemies of Christ. Paul says thus in Philippians 3:17, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them, note them, which walk so as ye have us for an example." The mark of true conversion is living in daily conversion before God, consecrated to Him in accordance with His word and will. Don't fool yourself in thinking or hoping it is not so. Now then, let us move on also to our second main point about the way to press toward the goal of God in our lives. Looking at the text, how would you say Paul pressed on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? In the context, it is clear for Paul this meant especially three things. It meant, as someone put it, a sanctified forgetting, a sanctified looking ahead, and a sanctified striving for that to which God had called him. We need to press on, yes, forgetting, as Paul says, those things which are behind. With this forgetting, Paul doesn't mean here that we should forget things we have learned. No, it must be a sanctified forgetting. We must not forget God's gracious leadings in the past in our lives. No, but he means rather we should forget the past ways and accomplishments and sins which, if always recalled in an unhealthy way, can hinder our progress in the present. Anything, writes Lloyd-Jones, which makes us look back with a desire for self-admiration or self-pity threatens our spiritual progress. Indeed, isn't that so true? Take, for example, the children of Israel in the wilderness journey. They failed to forget those things which were behind in the way they cried out to Moses for the food they used to have in Egypt. They're not forgetting that and glamorizing about that food of the past, gloating about it. Well, something in the past made them complain about the same old manna that they were receiving again and again. And so looking backwards, they failed to trust God for their present and future blessings and to be thankful. Sometimes people live in the past as confessing Christians, always wanting things as they were before, or always bothered by what happened earlier in their lives, or resting only always on a decision or ceremony of the past, regardless of their present beliefs and conduct and situation. Paul says in pressing toward the goal, we must forget the past in a way of sanctified forgetting and not rest on something of the past in our lives, but presently now be seeking and serving the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, also with whatever challenges we face. You could feel that maybe you have come a long way in your spiritual journey in life and focusing on that, not press on further. But Paul says, no, don't do that. You cannot look backwards and at the same time keep your eyes fixed on Christ. You see, that is Paul's point here, really. And who doesn't know that that is so true in Christian life experience? Paul forgot the past and strained himself looking ahead and pressing forward. Here let me quote from James Boyce, the late James Boyce. He writes, "If your Christian testimony is entirely taken up with what God did for you 30 or 40 years ago, or if you are constantly talking about the good old days when God's blessing on your life seemed great, then you are looking to the past. You can never do that and move forward. While it is fine and good even to remember the past and all God's mercies and blessings of the past, it's also in the lives of godly people of old. Yet we must not dwell on that or put hope in that. Rather, we must praise God for past blessings and instructions and look forward to more and for more. There can be no progress without this proper forgetting, sanctified forgetting. But there's not only this proper forgetting involved in pressing toward the goal, but also this earnest reaching forward. The mark or goal of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus does not just simply refer to heaven, but to the life on earth God would have us live all for His glory here and now. Yes, here in part, and hereafter in perfection by God's grace. But we are called in the text not to look to the past and be stifled in that, nor to be gazing in the far distant future in a dreamy way. But we are called to reach forward step by step, day by day, and so to seek to live it all out for God and to His praise and glory, each step of our way. The word mark in the text, I press toward the mark, is a Greek word from which we get the word scope, the focus in our lives, the scope in our lives. In pressing towards God's end goal needs to be day by day pursuit after God and being wholly dedicated to Him in all we do, with all we have, with whoever we be, in all the time given us, and that more and more. Surely this is how Paul kept reaching forward for more and more of all that God gives us and seeks to make us in Christ Jesus. Paul's obvious and unmistakable passion was progress and growth in the way of the Lord, both in Christian doctrine and Christian life. And our text is saying the same should be for you and me. If we are true Christians, we must press on in the Christian way. No, not in our own strength, but ever looking to the Lord, depending wholly on Him each and every day again, ever looking to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Yes, this last certainly must be emphasized here as well, namely, ever looking to the Savior for His grace and power to guide and to lead us in the way we should go. The way to be pressing towards the goal is by sanctified forgetting and sanctified reaching forward, and also, right from the text, notice, by sanctified striving. The verb I press toward the mark, is one which refers to running after something with all your might. It is a verb used in a bad sense, to persecute. It means not letting go, but persisting in something no matter what, however much you may have to strain yourself. Think again of athletes training for the competition. Pressing toward the goal involves steadfast concentration and diligence and having a fixed goal and pursuing it by all means. The text itself beautifully teaches us how this pressing towards the mark or goal is not to be done in and through our own strength and independence on ourselves. No, but it's sanctified striving. Notice the last two words of verse 14 in this regard. The verse could easily have ended with the word God, but not with Paul the Christian writing here. No way. Paul doesn't say, therefore I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. But he adds, in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? The exhortation to God's people in Philippians 3:14 is not, as one put it, a call of naked Godhead or of bare divine authority. But it approaches us in Christ Jesus. It is from God, but it is in Christ. For it is a call which the blood of Christ consecrates us to, and to which His grace gives effect. Sanctified striving is realizing time and again the need for striving onward, as expressed by Paul too in verses 12 and 13. And so then pressing forward toward the goal for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of us. That for which I have been apprehended of Christ Jesus, says Paul in the last part of verse 12. This means then pressing onward and forward and upward and heavenward, doing so, no, not in self-reliance, but every day anew, humbly depending on the Lord and trustingly drawing from Him in Christ Jesus, grace for grace, day by day, step by step. Is this same what marks your life and mine by the grace of God, dear friends? Again, isn't this what describes a true Christian, really, according to God's word? Listen here yet to what Paul states in Titus 3, verse 8. He says there, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. You might say, careful to maintain, pressing toward the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. For, says Paul, further in that verse, these things are good and profitable to men. Are you desiring and intending so to live in humble devotion to the Lord in the way of Philippians 3:14? You can only live by this text, being a true Christian, And living by this text will mean continually and daily living in the way of sanctified forgetting the past, and sanctified looking ahead, and sanctified striving forward in and through Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Always having His Word as your guide, and the Savior as your leader, your shepherd, your helper. And not only does a true Christian so seek to live, knowing it's so very important, but also most blessed, most blessed deed. And saying that brings us yet to our third main point, which will be very brief in words, but still of most telling significance, really. Our third point is the blessedness of pressing towards the mark or goal that God has for His people. For sure it is the case that Paul was so glad and joyful about pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because Paul knew, so pressing on in this way, day by step, God triune was being honored, and he himself was so blessed, and others were being witnessed to and drawn to Christ. Not only all that, but Paul was thrilled, pressing toward the mark, knowing that his pursuit would not be in vain, and that the goal and the prize of the upward call, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, would indeed one day be his perfectly, and that of all like-minded with him in the most holy faith. It's a prize that's not unattainable. It's attainable by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God, the strength of God. Dear friends, pressing toward the mark in faith is not in vain for Christ Jesus, the Savior. He is a perfect and complete Savior for all who come to Him and who live in humble reliance upon Him. In this life we won't reach perfection, but we are promised it in the world to come. The work which He has begun will, by His grace, be fully done. So we read Paul also say in 2 Timothy 4, verse 6 to 8, "The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course or my race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Oh, dear friends, for sure nothing can compare to the way of the Lord. In Proverbs 3, verse 15b, we read, "The way of transgressors is hard." But in Proverbs 4, 18, the same inspired wise man says, "But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day." So then, dear friends, will you press toward the goal and keep on keeping on in this way of grace and truth? We have seen the importance of pressing on, and the way of pressing on, and something of the blessing of pressing on. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." What a testimony and witness and example Paul here gives. And if it is well with you and me, then we know it is ours to follow by the grace of God still today. Not laid back, no, but flat out for Christ. Is that what you truly will pursue and have as your testimony to, by the grace of God? Being all out for Christ, ever pressing toward the goal of being totally Christ-like in the whole of your being, in all you think, do, and say. God promises, yes, in His grace and mercy, to bring His people to the place where one day all His own will perfectly love Him and serve Him, even forevermore. What a prospect, especially also when compared to the portion of the wicked and unbelieving, who will perish forevermore in everlasting punishment and anguish for their sins and sinfulness. What reasons, therefore, to hear the word of the Lord and to pray to God to live accordingly and to be a Christian in spirit and in truth. Will you be such by the grace of God, even as Paul was in his day? Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, please write to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest Calgary, Alberta, postal code T2W2R1. Once again, the address is 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org, again, frcna.org on the Internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.